Welcome to the Chrissy Crash Podcast. I'm Chrissy Crash, a former smoker, drinker, fast food eater, unhappy bartender, transformed into a roller derby athlete, runner, and fitness coach. Each week, I'll bring you an insightful guest or lesson learned from my own perfectly imperfect life to help you uncover how to create more love, light, joy, and health in your everyday experience despite the chaos and challenges. I believe that life is a contact sport. Let the games begin.
Do you want to elevate your game on the track in 12 weeks or less, guaranteed? Yeah, I said it. If I could help you get fitter, faster, stronger, and more confident on the track while having more joy, self-confidence, and love in your life outside the track in just 12 weeks, guaranteed, would you be interested? Well, click the link in the show notes to learn more. Before we dive into this episode, I wanted to create a quick disclaimer. I recently recorded this and one other episode of the Chrissy Crash podcast related to roller derby. And as I re-listened to both of these episodes, I noticed that my pronoun choice was primarily she and her inside of these two episodes. Now, I acknowledge that there are a wide variety of people that play this sport, and I wanted to let you know, and I wanted to acknowledge that this is something that I, in future episodes, will be working very hard to ensure that my language is inclusive for all people that are playing this sport. Now, that being said, I did think this was a great episode and I'd still like to share it, but I felt I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge that there is a lot of she and her language inside this podcast, and I wanted to acknowledge that in the future, this is something that I will personally be working really hard on to ensure that the Chrissy Crash podcast is something that is inclusive for all people who love the sport of roller derby. Enjoy. What's up, my friend? Chrissy Crash here. Happy New Year, and more importantly, happy new roller derby season! We are at the beginning of the year, and I'm sure you are absolutely frothing for that spot on the track. Maybe it's the starting spot with your all-star team. Maybe you're shooting to get on the roster for the very first time. Maybe you're a newbie that's like, all right, this is the year that I become scrimmage ready. Well, my friend, I have a gift for you. Today's podcast is all about how to intentionally elevate your skills on the track in order to up-level your game and reach that goal that you've set. So there's a couple key pieces to this, and I think it's really important. You know, I work with a lot of athletes. I've been training roller derby athletes for over 14 years. And one of the biggest mistakes I see is people are very non-specific. They want to get better. They want to make a roster spot, but they don't actually create any kind of like a specific action plan in order to make it happen. Now, this podcast is going to be very action-oriented, and this entire episode is about what can you specifically do to create that action plan so you can absolutely crush it on this track, so you can level up and become the kind of athlete that you want to be. Now, first things first, what you'll want to do is obviously first make your goal. What is it that you want to achieve? Do you want to become a rosterable skater? Do you want to make the all-star team? Do you want to be a starting jammer? What is your outcome? Okay. And then second of all, we want to look at, okay, so let's do a self-assessment. Let's look at where are your weaknesses that you need to work on? And then what are the strengths that you really need to leverage? Okay, so some categories that I want you to think about as you're setting these goals and you're assessing yourself are things like pack work. How are you actually with moving around and working with your team on the track? How is your verbal communication? How is your footwork? Are you able to be where you need to be on the track? And then position specific, based on the position it is for the spot that you want to get on the roster, the position that you want to play, what position specific skills are you really great at? And what position specific skills do you need to work on? Now, similarly, what skate-specific skills? That's a really hard word to say, by the way. Skate-specific skills, some alliteration for ya. What skate-specific skills do you need to work on? And what skate-specific skills are you awesome at? Okay, maybe you are really good at transitioning, but you super suck at moving laterally, right? That's an important thing to know. Maybe you're a jammer who really is awesome at getting around and sneaking around on the outside of people, but you get stuck when you hit the back of the pack, okay? Maybe you're a jammer who has a lot of power in your pop, but you find you can't get from one side of the track to the other, right? So also looking at what are your sort of physical strengths and weaknesses? You know, how is your actual physical strength? How is your agility?
How is your power? Maybe, you know, can you get out of the track and then have some really power pushes as you're getting around to relap into the pack again? How's your balance? Do you stay on your skates really well? Right? So it's really important, first things first, that you self-assess and you look at, okay, what am I really good at when it comes to pack work, communication, footwork, position-specific skills, skate-specific skills, strength, agility, power, and balance? Okay? It's important that you get that down. Then the next thing that you want to do is you want to ask your coaches and teammates, because we oftentimes have blind spots and there's things that we don't realize that we're not super awesome at, but there's also things that we probably don't realize that we're super awesome at. So it's important that you're asking for and getting feedback from your coaches and teammates as you're making your plan. Now, one really great way to get feedback, if you're someone like me who has tried out for a team and not made the team before, that's some really great feedback that you can use as fuel coming into this season. When I first transferred from flat track roller derby with Orange County to playing bank track roller derby with the LA Derby Dolls back in 2007, we had a tryout for what we called sub pool. Sub pool was our group that was eligible to be pulled onto teams as subs that would scrimmage, all that fun stuff. Now, at my tryouts, I felt like I nailed everything and I totally blew my stops. And I was one of the only people that did not get moved into sub pool. And it absolutely crushed me. And maybe you've been in that situation before where you watch all of your friends moving up and you're like there and you're like, man, but I tried so hard. Like, this is ridiculous. And there is a really great saying by a man named Les Brown who says, make no your vitamin. Make no your vitamin. When someone tells you no, make it be the thing that energizes you to work harder, to be better, and to figure it out. And that's exactly what I did. After I did not make it into sub pool, I showed up to practice an hour early every single practice. I got on the track. I worked on my plow stops. I dreamt about plow stops. I went to the skating rink and worked on plow stops. I asked veteran skaters if they could critique my plow stops. And from there, I did actually make it into sub pool. And then I ended up making it and playing for the Tough Cookies for several seasons where we won a couple of championships. But if I would have just given up, or if I would have just been like, oh, this sucks, woe is me, and not put in the work, I never would have gotten there, right? So I just encourage you to look at, where did you get shot down last season? And how can you use that and make that know your vitamin to fire you up for this season? Okay. Now, that's the first piece of it, is you've got to set these specific goals. Okay, what are the things that you need to work on? And then you could even take that list of goals of like, here's my pack work, communication, footwork, position specific skills, skate specific skills, your strength, your agility, your power, your balance, and put together a little game plan for each one. You could even ask your coaches like, hey, I'm really struggling with my lateral moves. What are some specific drills that I could work on my own time in order to get better with that? Hey, I'm really struggling with, you know, my awareness in the pack. Do you have any suggestions on how I can work on that while I'm at practice, while we're working on other things? How can I specifically be thinking about my pack awareness? And so you're going to create for yourself a game plan, okay? Now, with this, there's a couple pieces to it. So number one is that you can't expect your coaches and your trainers to plan it all and do it all for you. One of the biggest mistakes I see skaters make is they say, well, my trainers aren't working on transitions, so how am I supposed to get my transitions any better? You have to understand, for most roller derby leagues, they are trying to teach to the entire group, right? Which may have all different skill levels. And so if you're waiting for your trainers to tailor your training specifically to you, you are going to go so much slower, okay? So don't expect your trainers to do it all for you. Instead, what you can do is you can set your own specific goals and your own specific training plan inside of your practices, right? So for each practice, for example, there was a point where I was really, really struggling with my agility. I felt like I couldn't get off the track, across the track. I was playing with Angel City Derby and I was playing for their all-star team, but I felt like I was a really strong blocker, but I didn't feel like I was a really lateral and an agile blocker. And so what I did is I took in my own time and I started spending 2 days a week working on doing agility ladders. And I did that for about a month into doing agility ladders, 2 days a week. There was a day at scrimmage. Oh my God, it was so awesome. There was this day at scrimmage where I saw, we were coming, I can even like visualize it in my head still. We were coming around turn four and I saw the jammer on the outside and I literally had to juke around one of their blockers and then laterally move all the way across the track. And I felt all of a sudden my feet just, they moved. They were like, brrr! And I got there and I knocked the jammer out and I turned around and I ran back. And it was like, oh my God. Like it was like all of a sudden the work that I had been doing by myself outside of practice translated onto the track. Now there was no, you know, derby coach at my house making me do that. No one had a spreadsheet sheet saying, Chrissy, are you working on your agility skills? No, that was something I took on for myself because my playing ability is my responsibility. And so I want you to ask yourself, what are the things that you could be working on outside of practice, maybe even just 20 minutes, a couple days a week, that are going to help you on the track? Do you need to be working on your strength? Do you need to be working on your agility? Is your balance off, right? So what things can you be doing on your own in order to come to practice as a better athlete? Now, similarly, you can set goals for yourself at practice. Like, okay, today in whatever drill we do, I'm going to work on my verbal communication. I'm going to be the person that talks about where the jammer is this entire practice. And no one needed to tell you to do that. You can just choose to be the person that is the communicator. And I find this especially with people whose coaches say, well, the thing you need to really work on is your confidence. And I think that this is a place where a lot of people get stuck because the coach is like, well, you got to work on your confidence. Right? And it's like, well, how on earth am I supposed to work on my confidence? You telling me that is just making me less confident, right? But something like, for example, pack communication, talking about where the jammer is something that if you show up to practice where you were always the quiet person waiting to be told what to do, and instead you're talking about jammers on the inside, jammers on the outside, hey, let's move here, hey, let's do that, that skill is going to have you show up as more confident, especially if you're showing up and doing it without anyone else asking you to do it, right? So it's really, really important that you say, okay, well, today at practice, I'm going to work on communication. Or today at practice, I'm going to work on staying with my buddy. Like my only thing that I'm going to focus on today is how well can I stay in the wall? You know, personally, I had to work on that a lot. I came from playing bank track derby. I was very much a lot of times an individual skater. I was a good pack communicator, but I was also kind of like, I was that really annoying teammate that liked to smash things and would like leave the pack and go smash things. And you're like, dude, fucking come back. Can we just all do it together? Right. So when I moved from LA Derby Dolls to Angel City, something I had to really work on was like, don't go be the big hitter just because you're big. Like work on your pack, not pack communication, but your work on your teamwork skills. Like, okay, Chrissy Crash, I already know that I can smash things. I don't need to practice that right now. So right now, why don't I practice my staying with my wall, my communicating with my team, my having my hand on my teammate, right? Closing up the gaps. So where is it that you can each practice set a specific goal of something that you're going to work on? Now, the way that I recommend you do this is I would set some sort of longer term goals. If you have a tryout coming up, which you probably do, or a first bout coming up, which you probably do, or some kind of a first scrimmage that's maybe a month, 2 months, 3 months out, that's a really great goal. Okay, by this benchmark point, I would like to work on these three specific skills. And then after that chunk of time, you can then say, okay, let me go revisit my list. And what are some other skills that I can look at? So hopefully this is helpful for you. You know, one of the biggest mistakes I see athletes make is they, like I said, is putting their elevation of themselves in their sport into someone else's hands. Because at the end of the day, y'all, your coaches are not paid. They're just regular humans that show up because they like it. Your trainers are not paid. They're just regular humans that show up because they like it. They love you, but they don't necessarily have the time to give you your own personally curated roller derby on-track training plan. Okay, so it's important that you're making that stuff for yourself. Now, I would say that if you are someone who's looking to elevate your game, you should be cross-training outside of practice. It's something that will translate very easily onto the track. And I'll tell you, you do not need to be cross-training 7 days a week. In fact, overtraining is going to slow your progress. So if you have 2 to 3 practices a week, I would recommend 2 to 3 outside of Derby workouts a week, whether that's working on your agility, your strength, your power, any of that stuff. Okay, so if you have 3 practices, maybe you add in 2 extra workouts or 3 extra workouts. If you have 2 practices, add in 3 extra workouts. And what that's going to do is that's going to very easily translate into gains on the track. So I hope that this was helpful. I'm so excited to see you elevate all of your game this year. So if this has been helpful, please update me. I would love to hear how this goes over the course of the next couple of weeks and months for you. I want you to message me and be like, Crazy Crash, I listened to your podcast episode 3 months ago and I did what you said and I worked on the things I had to work with and I made the freaking team. That's going to be you if you're willing to put this stuff into practice. So if you like this podcast, if you got something out of this podcast, if there is someone on your team who needs to hear this, do me a favor. First things first, please go inside the app on your phone, rate this podcast, and leave a comment. Doing that will help this podcast reach more roller derby athletes and help more people elevate their game. And then number 2, click the share button, share this with a friend, share this on your, any place that you know, any forums that you use with your team. Get this thing out there because, you know, we're coming back in. This is like the year. I don't know if you can feel the energy, but I'm just so excited for everybody as we're coming into a new season with new, fresh energy. And this is going to be the game changer for you. So I'm just so excited to see you crush it in 2023. And do not forget, my friend, life is a contact sport. And this is your year to win. I'll see you later.